This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to another installment of Creative Impact. Every week we take a look at the creative industries in Washtenaw County and bring you the voices and experiences that help shape our life in the arts, about our quality of life, and the local economy. As you might imagine, COVID-19 is having a devastating impact on all of the above. Our content partner in Creative Impact is the Arts Alliance, and its president and CEO is Deb Pollock. She serves as my co-host. How are you holding up, Deb?
You know, pretty well. My focus, our focus here at the Arts Alliance has been trying to get all the information we can to get to Creative Washtenaw on the care packages, resources, and continuing to raise funds to support through Creative Washtenaw Aid. Not necessarily an easy week, but, you know, getting through it. How about you and everybody there at WEMU?
You know what? We have mission, we have purpose, and we are all here and on board and ready to go for as long as necessary.
You know, we ended our last Creative Impact show talking about how some of our local artists and creative organizations are finding creative ways to remain connected to their audiences, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival is certainly one.
Mm-hmm.
For 58 years, you know, the festival has traditionally invited people to pack into Ann Arbor film houses to watch and discuss films made by filmmakers from all over the world. And you can imagine that there's many traditions that exist in a 58-year-old film festival, but this year, the 2020 festival was less than traditional in pretty much any way. Yeah, we're going to get a firsthand account here from Leslie Raymond, the director of the film festival, so let's welcome her.
Yeah, welcome, and thank you for joining us again, Leslie. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, how are you holding up? You have had a most unusual span of several weeks here.
Yes. Let's see. I'm feeling pretty good today, but I think since you and I last talked, that was the day after the board made the decision that we should take the festival online and on time. So it was the 12 days of working around the clock with our team to make that happen. And then the festival commenced, and normally it would have concluded yesterday, but as I mentioned, we made the decision to provide some extra content since nobody was saying, oh, it's time for you to leave the theater.
little bonus, right.
Yeah, you came to the decision to go online before the final governor's executive order to close all the theaters and many other, as she's calling, non-essential services. I'm really curious of the trajectory and the conversations that you and the board had during that time and how you landed on going forward and to present on stream, online.
Sure. I mean, even up until they made that decision, I mean, I was on Cinema Chat with Russ the first thing in the morning of that day, and it was really just, we have to, until any decision is made, we're careening towards Festival Week. We are all systems go, so we can't stop what we're doing right now until, you know, an official decision is made. So they gathered for an emergency board meeting at the end of that Thursday, and I think what helped them come to that decision was that we actually have a pretty strong bench of folks who have knowledge in the realm of live streaming and the virtual space. That includes our tech director, Tom Bray, who is really a University of Michigan technology consultant and full-time staff member of the university. And then our board chair, Jonathan Timon, who had worked for Internet 2 for a bunch of years. So just that leadership alone was essential to making the decision. And even a week before the board gathered, they had started to discuss the possibility and feasibility of going online.
But I got to tell you, a 12-day turnaround to take an entire festival from a physical presence to an online presentation with live and streaming events, that is something to be admired.
Yeah, I'm imagining rewinding the film and then fast-forwarding, aren't you?
Well, the way that we presented it was, it was time-based. It was kind of like old the olden days of broadcast TV, you know, that show's on, you got to turn it on or you're not going to see it. You know, we have a whole generation of folks who, young folks who've never experienced that before. And we did have a lot of questions like, can I watch this again? And the answer is always, no, nope, it's starting, it's playing, and then
it will end. Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance and the Executive Director of the 58th Ann Arbor Film Festival, Leslie Raymond, Most Unusual of Circumstances. Now, based on how many people made donations and contributed online during the course of this festival, how did that stack up with what you usually see in ticket revenues through the physical festival?
That's a great question. One of the things that allowed us to act so quickly and execute online was we made the decision that we wanted to offer this for free to everybody. That's partly as a response to what's happening in the world and everybody being on pandemic lockdown, but also because we wanted to remove that one extra layer of complication of, you know, putting up a paywall. So we've been relying on the generosity of folks on the other end of the stream. I think, and I haven't checked today, but we're probably almost to halfway in donations of what we would see in ticket sales. So we've definitely lost out on ticket and pass revenue. So that's just kind of the way it is, I guess. You know, I think this is going to provide us with a lot of material for review to see. You know, is there something that we did this year that we want to continue to do?
Right. It could be a component festival? Of the festival, right? Having that as an alternative for various aspects of what you present?
That's right. It's a possibility for sure. It's a little early to really say, but possible.
So let's talk about that experience. You know, usually you've got lots of people in the theater, and they're buzzing around, and they're talking to each other and connecting and discussing films and breaking them down. How did this happen? I mean, everybody's in different places, and did you have sidebar conversations? What was going on?
It was very strange to not be in the physical space with everybody, and our home base of the Michigan Theater just, you know, provides such a wonderful context for all of that energy, enthusiasm, and dialogue to go on. So obviously we didn't have that, but I kind of felt a sense that that was going on to varying degrees. Both while the feed was going on, you could look at the chat that was a part of the Vimeo stream, and there was a lot of activity of people talking there. I would say on social media, I saw a lot of activity. I know that there were folks who were doing their own video conference after parties to have discussion and dialogue about the films. But it's strange. It feels like the virtual space is a real space, but it just feels like so much of it is in my head, everybody's head. So we're sharing this very mental experience together.
Is it reinforced that idea that film and that cinema, despite the fact we're supposed to sit silently, really is a social engagement?
That's a great question. I love that. And I think that it really did. There was a lot of there were a lot of people eager for discussion. We did have moderated live video conference question answer sessions after each of the programs. And that people really were grateful for that, and people could, the viewers could pose their own questions. The filmmakers were very, I think, grateful to have an opportunity to talk about the work and to meet each other in the virtual space. So, on a lot of counts, the energy it felt like there was this giant event happening. It just happened in a very disembodied way.
Sure. Can you ever return to anything that resembles normal again?
I don't know. Can any of them?
Yeah, I'm not thinking that we're going to go back to normal. I think that both as humans and communities, but certainly also as the arts and cultural sector, we're going to have a new normal, and perhaps the Ann Arbor Film Festival is at the forefront of that and helping us lead the way. So, you know, thanks for you and the entire festival team for your nimbleness and resilience on this year. I mean, you probably feel like you've done two festivals in the course of a month. but thanks for, congratulations on getting it done.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Leslie Raymond. She is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. And for more information on what remains available and all the award winners, you can check out our website at WEMU.org. And Deb Pollack, I thank you so much for your remote participation today and all of your efforts in making sure that Creative Impact came about. We'll talk again next week. And as we retain physical distancing, I presume that too will be by phone. But I'll look forward to the conversation nonetheless.
Absolutely, and be well, everyone.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear each Tuesday. For more information on today's topic and to get WEMU's and NPR's full coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.